So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with several questions regarding Chaimish, the additional fifth one must pay to redeem Maiser Sheni. Ibai Lahu. Is the Chaimish figured from within the Karen and that we divide the principal amount by 5? And for a Karen of 20 Zuz, the Chaimish would be 4 Zuz for a total of 24, an additional 20%? Or the Chaimish is figured from outside the Karen and that we divide the principal by 4 and add on a fifth portion, and for a Karen of 20 Zuz, the Chaimish would be 5 Zuz for a total of 25, an additional 25%. The Gemara concludes that this is actually a machlekes in a braisa. The pasuk states, "V'yasav chamishi say olav." Rabbi Yeshia says, "Shehu v'chem shechamisha." The pasuk teaches that the keren together with the chemish equal 5 parts, which is chum shemilavar. While Rabbi Yenison says, "Chamishi say chum shel keren." The pasuk teaches that the chemish is 1/5 of the keren, which is chum shemilagav. The Gemara proceeds with another question: "Ibayilu chemish ma'akev or ena ma'akev?" Is the chemish essential for the pidyon, in that if the owner did not add a chemish, it prevents the pidyon from taking effect, or it does not? And the Gemara explains the question. The added chemish can be understood two ways. Dalad bedalad parik, vakanav she meisav chemish. 4 zuz worth of fruit is redeemed with 4 zuz, and the chemish is an independent obligation, and therefore perhaps chemish leima akiv, or arba bechamisha parik. 4 zuz worth of fruit is redeemed with 5 zuz, and the chemish is part of the pidyon, and therefore chemish ma'akev. Ravina brings proof from a Mishnah Mesechtas Demai. Hademai ein lo chemish. If one redeems Maaser Sheni shel Demai, he's not required to pay an additional chemish. This implies, however, hakeren yeshlo. He is required to pay keren, and if he did not do so, he's forbidden to eat the fruits outside Yerushalayim. And the explanation is because keren de ma'akev b'dei raisa isa b'dei rabbanan. The Rabbanan initiated Karen for Demai because Karen is essential for the pidyon of Maaser Sheni Deiraisa. However, Chaimish to Lema'akev B'Deiraisa lesser B'Dei Rabbanan. The Rabbanan did not initiate Chaimish for Demai because Chaimish is not essential for the pidyon of Maaser Sheni Deiraisa. Clearly, Chaimish Lema'akev. The Gemara suggests that this question is actually Machlekes in the following Braisa. Nosnes a Karen B'Lei Nosnes a Chaimish. If a person redeemed his Maaser Sheni with only Karen but did not add the Chaimish, the fruit may nevertheless be eaten. The fruit may not be eaten. The Gemara initially assumes that the machlekes is as follows: Rabbi Yezo imer yechel because chaimish lo ma'akev. Rabbi Shua imer lo yechel because chaimish ma'akev. The Gemara says that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps all agree that chaimish lo ma'akev and mederais the fruit may be eaten. Machlekes is merely bechashina lepshiusa, whether the Rabbanan initiated that the fruit may not be eaten out of concern that he won't end up giving the chaimish. Eliezer holds, lechashin lepshiusa, the fruit may be eaten because the Rabbanan were not concerned that he won't give the chaimish. While Rabbi Shua holds, chashin lepshiusa, the fruit may not be eaten because the Rabbanan were concerned that he won't give the chaimish. The Gemara cites the same machlokes regarding hekdesh shechilil. One who redeemed hekdesh, nosen es hakeren v'lo nosen lo es hachaimish, Rabbi Yezer mechilil v'chomer leichilil. However, Amr B'yechin ha'kolmoidim b'Shabbos behekdesh shechilil. All agree regarding hekdesh that if this happened on Shabbos, it is considered redeemed and he may eat it for the following reasons. Since it is only midrabbanan, chada d'chsev v'kras l'Shabbos oynik, because it's a mitzvah to enjoy the Shabbos, v'oid hal v'gizbarin teiben oysi b'shok, and l'chashin l'pshiusa, because the agents of hekdesh will demand the chaimish. The Gemara proceeds with the question of chemish kemaisai. Does the chemish have the same halachas as the Karen regarding the following? Regarding the chemish of hekdesh. Hekdesh ein mischal ala karka. If a person redeems his property from hekdesh, he cannot pay the Karen with land because the pasuk states, "Benosn hakesef v'kamli." However, chemish maushi ischal ala karka, can he pay the additional chemish with land? Regarding the chemish of truma. Truma ein mishtalemes ele menachulin. A Yisrael who inadvertently ate truma must reimburse the kohen with the keren of fruit, but not money, because the pasuk states "Menasin laKohen es haKodesh, Deva haro li es Kodesh." The fruit becomes truma. However, chaimsha ma'u sheishtalm shleim nachulin. Can he pay the additional chaimish with money? Regarding the chaimish of Maaser Sheni, Maaser ein mischal ala simon. One cannot redeem Maaser Sheni with an unminted coin because the pasuk states "V'tzarta kesef yedecha l'rabbis kol dover sheish lav tzura." However, chaim sheimau sheischal alal simon, can he pay the chaimish with an unminted coin? Rava explains regarding all forms of chaimish. Chaim Shay Kameisei, the Chaimish does have the unique halachas of Karen, because the Pasuk mentions the word Alav L'Rabbis Chaim Shay Kameisei. The Gemara proceeds with the halacha of Chomsha de Chomsha. In cases where the Chaimish is transformed into principle, and that one must add a second Chaimish for the original Chaimish as follows. Regarding Gezel, one does pay Chomsha de Chomsha. As the Mishnah in Masechta Baba Kama states, Nosn Laisei Karen Benishbalei Ala Chaimish Hariz Masham Chaimish Al Chaimish. If the Gazan paid the principal and swore falsely that he already paid the Chaimish is now the principal, and the Gazan must now pay the principal Chaimish plus 1/5 of the principal Chaimish. Because the Pasuk states, V'chamishisav yosev alav. The word V'chamishisav is pluralized to teach that one is required to pay multiple Chamashim. Regarding Truma, one does pay Chumash de Chumash, as the Mishnah in Masechet Truma states, Ha'echad Truma b'shegig, Mishal Karen v'chaimish, V'chumash de Chumash. The Yisrael ate Truma, unintentionally, he pays Karen v'chemish, which then becomes Truma. And if he ate that chemish, he pays Karen v'chemish for the chemish, because the Pasuk states, V'yasav chamishisei alav. Regarding Maisa Sheni, one certainly does not pay Chumsha de Chumsha, because there is no source for it in the Torah. However, the Gemara asks regarding Hektish. If a person redeemed Hektish with Karen v'chemish, and then redeemed the chemish with other monies, does he pay Chumsha de Chumsha or not? Do we say Gabi Truma Ksiba Yasav, Gabi Kaidish Namehu Ksiba Yasav? Just as regarding Truma, one pays Chumsha de Chumsha because in the Pasuk the word V'yasav alone implies multiple Chumashim. So too regarding Hektish, one also pays Chumsha de Chumsha because the Pasuk states V'yasav Chamishis Kesef Erkecha, and V'yasav alone implies multiple Chumashim. Or only regarding Truma does the word V'yasav teach Chumsha de Chumsha because Ishaklet Le Lavav de V'yasav. The letter Vav of a Yasav is combined with the word Chamishisai and becomes Chamishisav, plural, which implies multiple Chumashim. However, regarding Hektish, the word V'yasav does not teach Chumsha de Chumsha, because Avagav de Chishakle Lavav de V'yasav Beshadisle Al Chamishis, Saiv Saiv Havale Chamishisai. Even if the letter Vav of a Yasav was combined with Chamishis, it would only become Chamishisai singular, which does not imply multiple Chumashim. The Gemara concludes that regarding Hektish, one does pay Chumash de Chumash, because the Pasuk states, V'yasav chamishis kesef erkecha. Makesh Chumash li kesef erkei. There is a Hekesh, a comparison of Chumash to the Karen. Ma kesef erkei meisef chumash, av kesef chumash nami meisef chumash. Just as for the Karen, one must add a Chumash, so to the Chumash, one must add another Chumash. Regarding the Chaimish of Hektish, Amir Bishu ben Levi, Al Hektish Rishon Meisav Chaimish, Val Hektish Sheni Ein Meisav Chaimish. One must add a Chaimish only if he redeems an item that has an original Hektish, but it does not add a Chaimish if he redeems an item that has a secondary Hektish that was transferred from another item, because the Pasuk states, Vem Hamaktish Yigalas Besa V'yosef Chamishas Kesef Erkecha Lov. Hamaktish V'loi Hamatfas. Only one who places a new Hektish, but not one who transfers an existing Hektish.